Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. And a very happy Independence Day to all of you tonight. And no, there will not be fireworks here tonight following this concert in back of the band. However, many of these fine musicians will also be playing on Saturday night right here in Crapo Park for the 25th Symphonic Blast concert with the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra and fireworks from J&M Displays. Can I have a round of applause for all of that? So it's a double play next weekend. We will have a symphony concert at 8:15 Saturday night and the Burlington Municipal Band concert under the conduction of Derek Murphy happening next Sunday night. The fireworks will conclude the concert on Saturday night, and we will be broadcasting that concert and the Burlington Municipal Band concert next Sunday night at 8 o'clock for the symphony concert, followed immediately by the Derek Murphy Burlington Municipal Band concert. But tonight, we'll be broadcasting tonight's concert at 9 o'clock featuring our guest conductor, Jeremy Henman, a West Burlington music educator. And we also want to tell you that our concerts, both the symphony concert next week and the band concerts all season long, are brought to you by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, a very longtime supporter over the generations for all events and community businesses. And of course, they've been broadcasting these concerts on KBUR for over a decade. Could I have a round of applause for them? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please, a warm welcome for Jeremy Henman and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you. Good evening, and a very happy Independence Day to all of you listening tonight. What better way to kick off a 4th of July concert than with Edwin Eugene Bagley's National Emblem March, notable for its quotation of the Star-Spangled Banner in the first strain. The theme of tonight's concert, American music, is certainly most fitting for such a patriotic event as this, with all of tonight's music being written by American composers, with one notable outlier, which we will be performing momentarily. The first suite in E-flat is a piece for military band composed by British composer Gustav Holst. I suppose you can chalk this selection up to some Tory sympathizers within our ensemble. The piece itself is divided into three separate and distinct movements. The chaconne, music and dance that is characterized by the repetition of a bass theme. The intermezzo, a lighthearted movement highlighted by solos in the oboe, clarinet, and trumpet. And the march, with two contrasting melodies that are layered on top of each other in the thrilling finale.
Thank you. Thank you. for this one, sure, so I'll try. Remind me towards the end. If you could put a photo last.
As long as it's right.
A cultural icon of the 1950s, James Dean was one of the most influential actors during the golden age of Hollywood. His outward demeanor spoke of teenage disillusionment and social estrangement, which was prevalent in his leading role as troubled teenager Jim Stark in Rebel Without a Cause. The actor would go on to star in a number of other films, including East of Eden and Giant, before his career was cut tragically short by a sudden passing in a car accident in 1955 at the age of only 24. Our next piece, As Summer Was Just Beginning, was written by Larry Dane as a tribute to the American icon, with a title inspired from the inscription on a statue of James Dean himself.
Thank you.
With the theme of tonight's concert being American music, I thought it fitting to pay homage to some of the great American composers from our nation's history. Perhaps the most famous American composer from the classical tradition is Aaron Copland, who is hailed as the Dean of American Composers by his peers and colleagues. Copland was known for formulating what was known as the American sound in classical music, infusing American folk songs and changing harmonies to evoke the vast American landscape and pioneer spirit. Among his most famous works are Appalachian Spring, Fanfare for the Common Man, and our next piece, Hoedown, from his ballet Rodeo, which, as expected, conveys the adrenaline rush of watching and participating in your typical rodeo events. American Patrol is a popular march written by F.W. Meekham, which incorporates a variety of American folk songs and patriotic melodies into its composition. Originally written for piano, a wind band arrangement was written by Carl Fisher in 1891, and has since had multiple iterations for other ensembles, notably a jazz arrangement performed by Glenn Miller and his jazz orchestra. The patrol aspect of the piece stems from the dynamic contrast, starting quietly, gradually building volume, and then dying off again, evoking imagery of soldiers arriving, marching by, and fading into the distance. Even after the United States had declared independence in 1776, the influence from Western Europe was still prevalent in many aspects, including our own music. It wasn't really until the turn of the 20th century that America established its own sound in music with the invention of jazz music in New Orleans. Jazz was considered by many to be the first true form of American music, and its popularity would extend far beyond the US borders to nations around the globe. Distinct with its use of extended harmonies and intricate improvisation, we honor this tradition of American music with our next piece, Big Band Signatures by John Higgins, featuring a slew of jazz standards, including Let's Dance, Leapfrog, Woodchopper's Ball, The Peanut Vendor, April in Paris, Caravan, and In the Mood.
Thank you.
Aside from John Philip Sousa, the most recognized name in the American march tradition was Henry Fillmore, a multi-instrumentalist who composed famous pieces such as the Klaxon and Lass's Trombone, on top of many circus marches such as Circus B. His march, Americans We, was composed in 1928 and features a recurring trumpet fanfare, bringing forth the proud and gallant nature of patriotic Americans everywhere. While composers like Aaron Copland, Amy Beach, and Charles Ives paved the way for American composers to establish international careers, it is composers such as John Williams who continue to evolve and innovate the American sound. Famous for writing film scores for blockbuster hits such as Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, and Harry Potter, Williams' music has garnered critical acclaim, amassing 25 Grammy Awards and 5 Academy Awards over the decades of his career. His soundtrack for the 2012 biographical historical drama film Lincoln conveys the quiet determination and stoic demeanor of our 16th president. Our next piece is a medley from Lincoln, arranged by Jay Bocook, and includes The People's House, The American Process, and With Malice Toward None.
Thank you.
As we prepare to close tonight's concert, we'd like to thank our sponsors. This concert was underwritten by the Darwin Lions Foundation for providing us the means necessary to host our summer concert series. The following weekend promises to be an exciting weekend for music, with the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra springing back into action this Saturday, July 10th at 8:15 p.m. right here at the Crapo Park Bandshell, with a finale of fireworks to close the concert. Then be back the next evening, Sunday, July 11th, for another fantastic Burlington Municipal Band concert under the direction of Burlington Community High School Band Director Derek Murphy. We hope to see you all at both events. Our penultimate piece this evening is Battle Hymn of the Republic. It's a patriotic song written by abolitionist Julia Ward Howe. A stirring melody that unites Americans with the spirit of our independence, the piece features a thrilling ending fitting for such a bombastic event such as our Independence Day. We will then close with our traditional finale, John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever. Thank you.
I don't have a good one. Do I just pass it through? I am? Okay.